Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, in Sitka. And I'm joined in the studio by some Nutcracker folks. Melinda McAdams, who's the director of the Nutcracker Ballet, is here, as well as a couple of dancers. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, I am very pleased to have you here. The Nutcracker is coming up this weekend. Melinda, would you like to tell us when and where?
Sure. We're performing at the Performing Arts Center at the high school. We open Friday night at 7 o'clock. We have a matinee on Saturday at 2 o'clock and an evening show at 7 o'clock and a matinee on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
And tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, correct?
Yes, and at the door.
And at the door. And it's $25 for adults and kids 5 and under going free?
Under and free, yeah. And $20 for seniors. And I think there's a break for students as well.
Okay. Now, as a parent of young children, I was wondering whether this would be appropriate for 5 and under, if they'd sit through it. And what's your opinion on that?
I think they probably can. The first act is a quick 45 minutes. Then there's a 15-minute intermission and then 45 minutes at the end. And it's all very fast-paced and colorful. I imagine if they can sit through a DVD at home, they can sit through this with no problem.
Okay. Now, tell us a bit about the production this year, because I know that in the past there's been an Alaskan theme, and this is a more traditional version.
It is. We've put the Alaskan one in the closet for a few years, and we're doing the Around the World version, which has performers from all over the world entertaining Marie and the Nutcracker. So we have dances from Russia, China, Arabia, Spain. They come and perform for them in their garb and their music from their country.
Well, Leon Claire and Wayne Young, you're both dancing in the Nutcracker production. Wayne, can you tell us what roles you'll be playing?
I will be playing a Russian dancer and an Arabian litter carrier and a footman in the beginning of the show.
Do you have any particular favorites from the production?
Well, I'd have to say I do like the Arabian, my Russian dance, and the Sugar Plum Fairies, and the Snow and Ice Dance.
What do you like about them? What are some of your most enjoyable moments on stage?
Well, I like in the Sugar Plum Fairies when they do little circle turns. They like go in a big circle and they do all the turns and all that. And then in the Snow and Ice, they throw a whole bunch of snow on stage and all that. And then in the Arabian, they have lots of cool candle movements, and they turn down the lights, and they have all sorts of lights in the candles and all that stuff.
Now, I wish listeners could see you right now, because as you're describing your favorite dances, you're actually dancing in your chair. You're moving your arms to illustrate what goes on stage, and I think that's just lovely.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I had a chance to see the Russian dance, and it is so athletic. I'm very impressed. What did it take to learn something like that?
It takes a lot of skill, stamina, and strength to do that, because it's quite hard. You have to squat, go up and down like 5 times and jump up really high. Then you got to do rolls and jumps and all sorts of other stuff.
And is this your first, or have you performed in Nutcracker in the past?
This would be my second year in Nutcracker.
And what keeps you coming back?
Well, I like the dances that Melinda does, and I just think they're pretty fun to do.
Wonderful. Leon, tell me what you're dancing.
I am going to be doing the Sugar Plum Fairy solo, as well as be a fairy, which opens the second act, and also I'm in Waltz in the Flowers, which is the end of the second act.
And what are your favorite moments?
I think my favorite scene this year is probably Snow and Ice, because of the amount of snow. It definitely escalated, and it's pretty amazing just to see it cover the stage throughout the whole dance. I also really like the Russian dance. I think it's impressive, and I know that they've put a lot of work into that, so it's pretty cool to see that. Those are probably my two favorites.
And this is your fourth?
This is my fourth Nutcracker.
Your fourth Nutcracker. And so what keeps you coming back?
I like any opportunity that I can get on stage. It's just a really good experience to be in costume under the lights. And I also just like the variety of dances. I haven't really been in the same thing twice. Well, maybe one dance, but it's just cool to get that diversity in your dancing experience. And it's also just really fun to see it all come together every year.
Now, Melinda, you are planning on rotating different versions through.
I am. There are a lot of different ways you can do Nutcracker, but the next Nutcracker that we do is going to be the Land of the Sweets, where in the second act, all of the music that this year is Russian and China and Arabian will be food. So there's the chocolate, the candy canes, the coffee, the tea, the marzipan. And so those are dances in which the performers give gifts of the candy to Marie and the Nutcracker. And so it will just mean, again, slightly different costumes and different approaches to the dance and just a little different twist on the story. And then we'll rotate back to the Alaskan version. So we'll just keep rotating every year a different one. My hope is that then as kids like Leon who have done four will have grown up doing, you know, at least three different kinds and not be stuck doing the same one all over and over again.
And Leon, do you appreciate that this one is slightly different from what you've done before?
Yeah, definitely. For my last Nutcracker, kind of like the last big performance with the studio, I've really enjoyed the difference from the Alaskan, getting that diversity and bringing out old costumes that I remember seeing when I was a little kid and being like, oh, I want to wear that someday. And now I get
you're
to.
Wearing it.
And so that's probably my favorite part about this.
Wayne, any other thoughts about the Nutcracker?
Well, Leon pretty much summed me up almost too. And yeah, it is kind of nice watching the other performances, really. It's different and cool at the same time.
Now, Melinda, you have adults and you have children performing. That must be both a challenge and really exciting to bring dancers of different skill levels and ages together and put on a performance that's so elaborate.
It's one of my favorite things when you can put adults and children in the dances together. I have found that sometimes, you know, it can be a little rocky along the way, but I think for the most part, people really, it's fun to dance with youngsters, and it's inspiring for the youngsters to have adults dancing with them. And I think it's part of what makes it the community of Nutcracker interesting. Not only do we have those performers of all ages, we also have volunteers of all ages. You know, Leon helped with the wings, with the fairies, and I have adults, so many adults and from the families of Nutcracker that have come out from the woodwork to help when things have gone wrong or something needed fixing. The advertising, all of that has been done by volunteers. It's just been wonderful. And the staff at the auditorium is always trying their best to help us create the vision that we're looking for. And that's always really nice to be able to work with people who care.
Well, any parting thoughts?
I hope that people come. Don't be afraid that it's a ballet. It is very, I think it's fast paced and entertaining. And if you're thinking Swan Lake, it's really not like that. It's a much more of a party.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks.
We've been speaking with Nutcracker folks. Melinda McAdams is the director of the 8th Nutcracker Ballet. Leon Clare and Wayne Young are a couple of the dancers. And the Nutcracker will be performed 7 p.m. on Friday, 2 and 7 o'clock on Saturday, and 3 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and at the door.